KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Government plans to spend 1 trillion rand on public infrastructure over the next 3 years.
The spending will focus on 3 sectors. 402 billion rand for transport and logistics, 219 billion for energy infrastructure, 156 billion rand for water and sanitation.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana tabled his budget this afternoon. He says SANRAL will spend 100 billion rand to keep the national roads in good condition. 19.2 billion rand has been allocated to PRASA to sustain its progress in rebuilding infrastructure and signalling upgrades.
If you were to compare a worker from South Korea and a worker from South Africa, round for round, the South African worker gets lesser disposable income than the South Korea. The explanation is cost of transport. In South Africa, that cost of transport is affected by 2 things, the spatial dimension, and secondly, the cost of transport. And this investment critical deals with that challenge for poor communities in our areas.
Minister Godongwana says an additional 10 billion rand has been set aside for early childhood development and basic education.
Paying salaries constitute 76% of the provincial education department. This means that only 24 rand out of every 100 rand of their budget is left for funding school infrastructure, meals for learners. Our learner-teacher ratios remain higher than we would like, meaning that we still need more teachers in classroom. To prevent compensation of employees from crowding out other equally important areas of spending, 19.1 billion is added over the medium term to keep approximately 11,000 teachers in the classroom.
He says spending for health will grow from over 270 billion rand this year to more than 300 billion in the 2027-2028 financial year. South Africa's social fabric has become more diverse over the past 3 years. Stats SA today released a new report exploring the nation's social landscape. Researchers analysed data on language, multiracial households, religious affiliation and marriage trends from 1996 to 2022. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhial reports.
The data has revealed a significant rise in multiracial households in South Africa. They grew from 1.3% in 2001 to 11.4% in 2022. The highest concentration of these mixed households was in the Western Cape, while Northwest had the lowest. Stats SA says urban areas have been at the forefront of this transformation, with 4 out of 5 multiracial households located in cities. It says this could mean increased economic opportunities, diverse social interactions, and shifting cultural attitudes. The report also found isiZulu still dominates as the country's most widely spoken language for the last 3 decades. It was followed by isiXhosa and Afrikaans. Stats SA says over 1.2 million South Africans spoke non-official languages in 2022, including Shona, Chiwa, Portuguese, and San languages. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And it's a sad farewell to one of KZN and South Africa's most famous felines, Skebenga. The Oyster Box's resident tabby cat has passed on. Joanne Hayes is the PR manager for the hotel and says Skebenga was a stray that showed up at the Umhlanga establishment around the time it was rebuilt.
He had his favorite places to sleep and his favorite places to lie. And then, you know, if you've been to the Oyster Box and you've come into the front door, you would have often seen him lying on the in the porte cochere area, right in the middle of the passageway to the entrance.
And she says Skebenga loved the spotlight, like many of the guests at the hotel.
Every time we've had anybody famous at the Oyster Box, so during the 2010, during the Soccer World Cup, we had Man United staying. And when Princess Charlene got married and she had her, you know, wedding celebrations at the Oyster Box and so many other times. Whenever we have a wedding at the Oyster Box, Skebenga, we've always put a red carpet up for the bride, and Skebenga always goes and lies on the red carpet.
And Hayes says while they are still planning how to remember him, they had been preparing to celebrate Skebenga's 20th birthday in September. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27.